It's performance review time at work, and you know, nothing remarkable happened. It's one of those meets expectations years. But in real life, I exceeded all my expectations. This year, I built 4 websites and side businesses. I got my permaculture design certificate. I gained 2 paid food forest design clients, including a huge 3-acre orchard design. I grew 10 times more trees, and I still have people asking for more. I 5x'd my revenue from last year, and I learned to use a mini excavator. So come along with me as I share my wins and losses and get encouraged. Welcome to Thrive in the Future podcast, positive solutions to help you thrive, designing your intentional life, homesteading, gardening, and rediscovering culture and tradition. So if you're a homesteader like me, then you're already going through your seed catalogs and preparing for next year, and it'll really kick up after the winter solstice. So for a limited time, you can get Thriving Garden Planner for free. Thriving Garden Planner is a spreadsheet where you can go and put in the number of people in your family. It tells you how much food to grow so you can live off your garden. It tells you all the spacing, how many plants you need, how many starts you need. And that's not all. You can also the cost of all your food. I grew 28 pounds of tomatoes, and that's over $120 worth saved from my garden. And overall, I saved $250 in growing my own food. That's at thrivinggardenplanner.com, and it's free for a limited time. Go check it out. Okay, welcome back to Thrive in the Future. As I mentioned in the intro, this year has been the best of times and the worst of times. Okay, so maybe not the worst. After all, I'm still employed, but this is the dichotomy, or is it a contradiction? It's performance review time at work. My review represents my goals at work, and guess what? Nothing remarkable happened. We're going through an integration after being bought a couple years ago, and in fact, it's very likely that I'll be facing downsizing in 2025. That's how these things seem to go in these integration situations. So I just copied last year's review and changed the project names. But my goals and accomplishments in real life were off the charts. As I said in the intro, this year I built 4 websites and side businesses. I got my permaculture design certificate from Midwest Permaculture. I gained my first 2 paid food forest design clients, including a huge 3-acre orchard design and implementation that's a several $1,000 gig. I grew 10 times more trees, sold most of them with people asking for more. I 5x'd my revenue from last year, and I learned to use a mini excavator. Let's deep dive onto some of these. So early back in February, I bought a few websites off of Flippa. I talked about that on episode 118, how to build a side hustle by buying a mini business or a pre-made website. These were all startup websites with ready-made template and often with painfully obvious AI-written content. Now, I could be like every other spin up your website with AI content and make big dollars thing you see online, but that's not me. So I'm in the progress of rewriting the websites, and I'll deep dive into the lessons learned in a future podcast episode, as well as how to do affiliate marketing without selling your soul. One of the websites is All Garden Advice at allgardenadvice.com. So I have 3 years of homesteading blog content, so I rewrote the AI content and published the site with my stuff. I also started Guitar Pedal Mania at guitarpedalmania.com. Wait a minute, what does that have to do with my main brand? Not much, but to survive as a side business empire, as my friend calls it, he literally calls it an empire. Every time he talks to me, he goes, "How's the empire going?" So to survive as a side business empire, I look for opportunity in all kinds of places. So I was buying websites from Flip, and I saw a guitar pedal website. And as a guitar player, I was surprised to see that this is a golden age of US-made boutique guitar pedals, led by companies like JHS Pedals out of Kansas City and Walrus Audio Pedals out of Oklahoma City. This really surprised me. I couldn't come to the terms with the guy selling the guitar pedal website on Flippa. Plus, he misrepresented his traffic numbers. So while I was waiting, I just spun up my own site, Guitar Pedal Mania. I quickly built an Instagram following, and in a future episode, I'll share my tips and lessons learned on how I did this in a deep dive. I bought and set up a couple of other sites and did some minimal work on them, one for off-grid living and one for home generators. They generate some traffic, but they are projects that I'll work on more in 2025. I recently got my permaculture design certificate from Midwest Permaculture, and I really like this program. It's mostly self-study, and then you meet once a week for 9 weeks. Then you create a big design at the end. I highly recommend it. I chose Midwest Permaculture because they do a quarterly design review presentation from a student. I like the approach. It filled in some of the gaps in my understanding, especially about swales and earthworks. And I also like that Midwest Permaculture content focused more on entrepreneurial applications of permaculture. And I got several business ideas just from the examples in that class. Grow nut trees this year. I grew 10 times the number of trees. I grew chestnuts, hazelnuts, pecans, as well as apples and persimmons, all from seed. It started rough. The chestnuts that I stored in buckets of in sand in the garage last winter were rotten when I opened them in the spring. So we had a very cold and snowy January, and my driveway drifted shut 3 times, which was unique for Kansas. I had the buckets of chestnuts up against an outside wall in the garage, and they must have got too cold or wet somehow. They were all rotten when spring came. I obtained some other chestnuts, including some Dunstan's, and I was able to recover. And I sold nearly all of my chestnut trees and had people asking for more. This fall, I had a great haul of foraging chestnuts after a lean year last year. I also went to a U-pick at Charlie's Chestnuts, which is an orchard in Lawrence, Kansas, and I got a surprise guided tour from Charlie, the 74-year-old owner. I picked a lot of Dunstan hybrids. So Dunstans are American and Chinese hybrids that have much bigger nuts. They drop much later than the Chinese varieties, and they also frequently bloom later in the spring. And they may be more frost tolerant since we've had early blossoming and late frost here in Kansas the last few years. In 2023, most of the local apple and chestnut crops were almost completely wiped out due to early blossom and late frost. So when I visited Charlie's Chestnuts, I picked up a lot of Dunstan hybrids, and I'm sprouting them out for next year, including a few Revival variety. And these nuts are almost as big as the palm of my hand. Check out the picture on the website in the show notes. In the spring, I designed a chestnut and hazelnut guild for a family in our local homesteader community. They bought the trees for me, and we installed them as a community event. And then in late summer, I was contacted by a friend of my son-in-law who said, "Hey, I hear that you have a system to grow food without a lot of maintenance. We want to add fruit and nut trees to a 3-acre pasture out at our new place, and we want to focus on being more self-sufficient." So I designed an orchard with apples, chestnuts, hazelnuts, pecans, blackberries, and bush cherries. And you can check out my design and my progress on thrivingfoodforest.com. I spun that site up, and that is my new food forest design business. Because of the uneven rains and the frequent drought in Kansas, I designed in 160 feet of swales and planted the trees on berms. And to dig the swales, I had to learn how to use a mini excavator, which was an adventure and took me twice as long as what I thought. I also went to a career fair at the Foodscaper and joined the Foodscaper Network. So I first heard about Matt LeBon and foodscaping in one of the presentations in my Midwest Permaculture class. And then Cormac of Permaculture Vine Podcast really had Matt LeBon on his podcast. And basically, foodscaping is creating edible landscapes. And most of the Foodscaper Network focuses on raised beds and arbors and things in your backyard. So in 2025, I'm going to concentrate more on that. Grow nut trees and Thriving Food Forest Design are now my main side business revenue generators. I'll add affiliate options for grow nut trees to get more referrals, and maybe you can drive traffic to my site and get an affiliate kickback. I will have several different types of chestnuts in 2025, including several Dunstan hybrids. I recently added serviceberry and highbush cranberry. Now, serviceberry is a bush that has berries that are sweeter than autumn olive, but it's not invasive. It gets to be a really big bush, like eight feet wide. I also added highbush cranberry, which is Viburnum trilobum, and I'll see whether I can adapt it to grow in Kansas. This usually grows more north of here. It may be a challenge, and it may grow best in understory creek bottoms, similar to pawpaws do around here. And like the Foodscapers, I'll be adding perennial kitchen gardens and raised beds to my Thriving Food Forest offerings and portfolio. What's a perennial kitchen garden? A kitchen garden is a small garden near your back door or in your backyard that you can pass by daily and harvest a small amount of vegetables or herbs for tonight's dinner. A perennial kitchen garden focuses on perennials, oregano, rosemary, walking onion, and even sorrel that you can mix in with your greens. and maybe some mint around the outside. You don't want too much mint because mint will take over. You plant them once, they come back every year, and nothing beats fresh oregano. Well, what about the podcast? Where do I go from here? With all of the above, I've not spent much time on the podcast, and since July, I've only published one or two episodes a month. This is because I've been super busy with class and all these other side hustles. I want to have substantive conversations with guests, not just me talking, and I'll continue with that model in 2025. One of the things that changed is blog content is the main driver of search engine traffic. This was a surprise to me. So I'm folding Thriver News, thrivingnews.com, into Thrive in the Future. So before Perpin left for the monastery in 2023, he set up a side website called thriver.news where I could publish the blog articles instead of on Thrive in the Future. I mistakenly thought that the blog articles weren't bringing any traffic in, so nobody really was seeing them. Perpin thought that I could create a brand of people calling themselves Thrivers, air quotes, sort of like the term homesteaders. But Thriving has been my consistent brand, but Thriver doesn't mean anything to anyone, and it's not a searchable term. Major fail. So what went wrong? At the time, I thought that the blog articles on Thrive in the Future were not getting traffic and would do better on a separate site, but I was wrong. I didn't understand SEO and Google Analytics yet, but reading John McCoy's SitRep newsletter and post changed my mind. So John, if you recall, is a freelance writer and frequent guest on the podcast. He was on episode 75 on how to reinvent yourself as a freelancer. John stresses that blogs are the main driver to your website, including podcasts, and he's right. The number one driver to Thrive in the Future from search engines isn't Cyprian. It isn't Toolman Tim or any other guest. It's a blog article from 2022. What sex is it? Chicken feather sexing techniques. How to tell a chicken's sex based on their feather layout. This had 414 visits year to date and 30 views in the last 30 days, even though it's off season. And this is for a 2-year-old blog article. So in retrospect, I didn't accomplish very much at my day job. After all, it's just a job. But I accomplished quite a bit in my personal life and side businesses, and 2025 will be even better. Stay tuned. Check out Thriving Food Forest Design. Let us create an edible foodscape, a perennial paradise for you so you can grow more food and become more self-sufficient. Schedule a free consult session with me at thrivingfoodforest.com. Hey, if you like this episode, leave us a tip on Venmo or Cash App at Thriving the Future. Or join the Patreon, patreon.com/thrivingthefuture. You get early episodes and you get extras. Thank you. Check out Thriving News. That's where Perpin and I share longer form articles about homesteading, mindset, milpa gardening, food forest, etc. Go check it out at thrivingnews.com. Thank you for listening to the Thrive in the Future podcast. If you like what you hear, please click that like or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at Thrive in the Fute, and also go to thriveinthefuture.com.